After Jesus had washed the disciples' feet and was seated at the table, he took bread and he broke it. Now that their hearts were softened and they understood something of what their mission and their work was to be, Jesus took the bread and he broke it and he gave the disciples and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you." Just a few hours forward in time, Jesus would literally be broken on the cross. He took the grape juice and he said, "This is my blood of the new covenant," that promised blessing. Through the blood of Christ, through his sacrifice, we have forgiveness. We also have cleansing. We have a new heart. And so today, as we partake of the bread and the grape juice, let's bear in mind what these symbols represent. I'd like to begin this special part of the service by singing the chorus of the hymn, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." I hope you know it, because I don't know what number it is, but we're going to just do the chorus. And could I have somebody that could lead us? Emma, would you come forward and just lead us in that chorus? "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." Would you bring us a musical item, please?
The bread. You are what you eat. We've all been told that before. It's amazing how you take food and you eat it, and it becomes you. You look at our kids and our children, and they eat food. And that food is broken down, and progressively, it goes into little chemicals that go into our cells, and our cells divide, and it becomes who we are, who our person, who our body is. What we partake of becomes us. Jesus in John chapter 6, verse 52, was questioned by the Jews. He said, "The Jews therefore began to argue with one another, saying, 'How can this man give us his flesh to eat?' Jesus therefore said to them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. And he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. He who eats this bread shall live forever.'" You see, we want to be able to eat, and we want to partake of Christ, and we need to do it daily. When we look in the sanctuary service, we see that process of coming to the altar where the lamb is sacrificed, and that's a one-time experience, sacrifice for our blood. We see baptism, like we've been had demonstrated in the pastor's sermon and also with the foot washing service. And then we move into the holy place. And there in the holy place, we see three things. We see the altar of incense and prayer. We see that lamp shining, the sign that we're supposed to let our light shine to the world. And we see that table of showbread. And these are things that we partake of daily. Every day, we partake of the bread, and it becomes part of our body and who we are. Then in the sanctuary, in the most holy place, inside the Ark of the Covenant, we see the manna that came down from heaven representing Jesus, and how that's even in the most holy place. So keep in mind as you eat the bread today that it is a daily experience. And the representation of what we do today represents us spending that time each day, each morning, to partake of Jesus and bring him into our lives and make him a part of our whole being, and let that whole metabolism process of taking Jesus into our lives and incorporating him into who we are become a part of our lives. The elders and pastor on the platform will now kneel if you will stay seated, and we will pray for the bread. Dear Heavenly Father, we come humbly before you today. We've just finished the foot washing service, which represents being baptized with you and dying to self. Lord, we want to humbly recognize that we are nothing without you. We pray for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We pray for this representation of the experience of partaking bread every day as representing you being in our lives every day and becoming who we are, what we think about, how we act, how we treat others. Your character of love can be demonstrated in our lives through this partaking of your being every day. So please fill us, we pray, Lord, and we thank you for this blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Luke 22:14-15, and Jesus says, "When the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, 'With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.'" And in 1 Corinthians 11:25, "After the same manner, also he took the cup when he supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in the remembrance of me. Ellen G. White from the Council for the Church, page 302, paragraph 2, page chapter 53. She writes, as faith contemplates our Lord's great sacrifice, the soul assimilates the spiritual life of Christ. That soul will receive spiritual strength from every communion. The communion service forms a living connection by which we believe is bound up with Christ. And this bound up with the Father, it forms a connection between us, human, and God. As we drink wine today, let us remember the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your communion service that we're having today, the foot washing that we just had, example that you have shown us that we can love one another, wash each other's feet. I pray, Father, that we will remember the death and resurrection Lord Jesus Christ has done for us, especially on the cross of Calvary, that one day will give us the hope and faith that we can be in your kingdom. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus took the bread with his disciples and he broke it. And he gave it to them and said, take, eat. In order for the bread to bring nourishment to the body, it must indeed be broken. It has to be broken to become a part of us so we can receive strength and nourishment. Christ had to be broken in order for us to receive the benefits of his sacrifice on Calvary. And in eating, we have some part to play. We have to take and we have to receive. So likewise with Christ, we have to take his body, receive and make it our own. Also, Jesus took the juice, the cup, and he told his disciples to drink of it. In order to have grape juice, the grape has to be broken. It has to be crushed. So Christ was broken and crushed for our sins so that we can be made whole. At this time, we invite you to take of the bread and the grape juice. Keep it with you, and then I'll say a few words, read a passage of Scripture, and we will take of it together.
let's look at Michelle.
The Apostle Paul writes, "For I received this from the Lord, and that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." We have eaten the bread, we have drunk the juice, a symbol of the body and the blood of Christ. We have partaken of the foot washing service, a symbol of rededication and cleansing. In our hearts, we have confessed our sins, we have given ourselves to Christ, and we can have assurance that His forgiveness covers all of our sins. That right now, this very moment, we are standing in the presence of the Father without one sin, for it's covered by the blood. We've been washed and cleansed by Jesus. Friends, that's reason to rejoice. Amen. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. If you have your songbooks, I invite you to open to our closing hymn, hymn number 337, "Redeemed, How I Love to Proclaim It, Redeemed by the Blood of the Lamb." I'm going to invite our choristers to please come forward. Hymn 337, "Redeemed, How I Love to Proclaim It." And let's sing it with hearts filled with joy and gratitude for what Jesus has done. We invite you to please move your cups, if you haven't yet, down to the center aisle to be collected. Let's stand as we sing hymn 337, "Redeemed, How I Love to Proclaim It."
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am.
Redeemed.
redeemed, 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 redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, 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 his child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, 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 redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, 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 his child and forever I am. I know there's a crown that is waiting in yonder bright mansion for me, and soon with the saints made perfect at home with the Lord I shall be. Redeemed, 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 redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, 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 his child and forever I am.
Let us pray. Dear Father, thank you for the wonderful gospel of Jesus. Thank you for that room there in Jerusalem where Jesus met with his disciples. Thank you for the great love manifest in Christ washing the feet of even the one who was to betray him. And thank you for the bread, a symbol of the broken body of Jesus, and the grape juice, a symbol of his shed blood. Today, with open hearts, we receive everything, Lord, that you have done for us. Please forgive us, cleanse us, empower us, transform us. Enable us to walk and live lives that bring honor and glory to your name. Thank you for the assurance that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we claim that blessing even now. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Please be seated. Thank you so much for joining us again here at Granite Bay this morning. We do have a special fellowship meal immediately following the service, and we invite you to stay around for that. And then please don't forget, adventurers, your program begins this afternoon at 2 o'clock over in the youth building. May God bless you all.